圣所早上有机会和弟兄姊妹再来分享主的话。也感谢主，我们有这样的权利能够来敬拜这位爱我们的神。他虽然创造宇宙万有，他蛮有权能。
Yes, he's the creator of the universe who's full of power.
他非常珍惜我们所献上的敬拜。
But yet he cherishes the worship that we offer.
今天和弟兄姊妹来一同分享主的话。
And this morning I'd like to share with you God's words.
这一段话可能大家很熟悉。
We are very familiar with this passage.
但是不一定有好好的学。
But we probably have not learned it well yet.
这是在马太福音第十一章的二十八到三十节。
This is in Matthew chapter 11 verses 28
to 30. 若是大家有圣经，这里有那个经节都已经打在前面，请我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
凡劳苦担重担的，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。柔和谦卑，当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样。我的担子是轻松。这里是主在呼召所有劳苦担重担的人到他这里来。
Here the Lord is making a calling to all who labor and heavy laden to Him.
到了这边来，要做两件事。
And then after they come to him, two things they will do.
一个当然是亲近他。
First is to draw near to him.
另外就是学他的样式。
And to learn from him.
负他的轭。
And take his yoke and learn from him.
让我们每一位都是这样的人。
And let all of us be such people.
所以我们这一生主要的任务就是来到他这里。
So our major mission in this life is to come to him.
并且承担他所给我们的责任。
And to take the responsibility that he gave us.
这样我们心里就得享安息。
And we will find rest for our souls.
我们再有个简单的祷告。
Let's have a simple prayer.
感谢主给我们这样的机会来分享主的话。
Lord, we thank you for this chance to share your words.
愿主的灵膏抹你的话。
May your spirit anoint your words.
膏抹我们的耳朵，也膏抹讲的人。
And anoint our ears and also the one who speaks.
被一个灵所感。
That we will all be touched by one spirit.
奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. 我们的主是柔和谦卑的主。
Our Lord is the one who is humble and gentle in spirit.
虽然他是蛮有潜能。
Even though he's full of power.
但是他是柔和谦卑。
But yet he's gentle and lowly in heart.
也因为这样，他吸引许多人来亲近他。
That's why he draws many to him.
所以在当他在地上的时候，有人带小孩子到耶稣跟前，要耶稣来摸他们。
When he was on earth, many people brought children.
门徒就责备这些人。
And then the disciples rebuked such people.
但是耶稣说：“让小孩子到我这里来。”
But yet Jesus says, "Let the children come to me."
可见主的心是在孩子们身上。
So we can see that the Lord's heart is on the children.
所以我们不要让拦阻孩子们到主面前来。
Therefore, let us not stop children from coming to the Lord.
要以为他们年纪太小。
Don't think that they are too young.
我记得我孩子小的时候，我妻子教他一些。感谢赞美主的话。
I remember when my children were young, my wife taught them some words to praise and thank God.
我那个时候是出于无知，我说孩子懂什么呢？为什么需要教他们这些道理呢
？At that time, I was so ignorant. I said, "Oh, what do they know, the kids? Why do you have to teach them?"
现在我后悔，当时没有好好教孩子们。
Now I regretted that I did not teach my children well at that time.
另外他有一次从一个地方经过的时候，有一个人叫撒该。
Once Jesus was passing by a place and a person named Zacchaeus.
他个子小，可是他想要看耶稣。
And he was short and he wanted to see Jesus.
但是他想了，他就想了一个办法。
So he thought of a way.
他就上了一棵树。
He my mother tree.
那么耶稣经过的时候就抬头看到他说撒该快下来。
As Jesus passed by, he looked at Zacchaeus and said, Zacchaeus, come down.
今天我要住在你家里。
And today I'm going to go to your house.
你想要看我吗？
You want to see me?
我到你家里让你看个痛快。
I will go to your house so that you can get to see me well.
所以当耶稣到了家的时候，
So when Jesus went to his house,
这个人改变了。
This person was changed.
他说主啊，我如果讹诈了谁，就还了四倍。
And then he says, Lord, if I cheated anyone, I will repay them four times.
我把所有的一半给了穷人。
I will give half of my possessions to the poor.
耶稣说，今天救恩到了这家。
And Jesus says, today salvation came to this house.
因为他也是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Because he was a son of Abraham.
人子来为了寻找拯救世上的人。
Son of man came to seek and save those who are lost.
因为耶稣到他家的时候，有些人就在议论说耶稣为什么到罪人家里。
When Jesus went to his house, some argued and would murmur, why did Jesus go to a sinner's house?
在他们看，这撒该是个罪人。
According to them, Zacchaeus was a sinner.
耶稣不该到他家去。
Jesus should not go to his house.
但耶稣却喜欢到他家去。
But yet, Jesus delighted in going to his house.
当耶稣进到他心里面的时候，钱就从他身上出来了。
When Jesus went into his heart, money came out of him.
平常钱是单方向朝这个方向进来的。
It used to be that money comes to him one way.
可以说没有机会出去。
There's no chance for the money to come out.
但是耶稣一进到他心里面，这个钱就出去了。
But yeah, when Jesus came into this person's heart, the money would come out of him.
主要就是因为耶稣进到他心里面，他觉得这个钱财不是那么重要。
After Jesus came into his heart, he no longer considered money so important.
还有一次，有一个妇人，她正犯奸淫的时候被抓到，然后带到耶稣面前，希望耶稣来定罪她。
Once a woman was brought before Jesus to be condemned while she was caught in the middle of adultery.
那么他们说，问耶稣说：“这个人，你认为应该怎么处理他？”
So the people asked Jesus, "What do you think we should do with this woman?"
耶稣没有理他们。
Jesus did not mind them.
他们以为耶稣回答不出来了。
They thought maybe Jesus had nothing to say.
那么更用力的质问他。
So they continued to interrogate.
所以耶稣后来就抬起头来说：“你们中间谁是没有罪的？谁可以先拿石头打他？”
Finally, Jesus look at them and say, whoever among you had no sin can cast the first stone.
后来这些人从老到少一个一个都出去了。
These people left one by one from old to young.
就耶稣和那个妇人在那个地方。
Only Jesus and the woman.
耶稣问那个妇人说，没有人定你的罪吗？
So Jesus asked the woman, no one condemned you?
她说，主啊，没有。
She says, Lord,
请注意耶稣怎么回答他。
Please pay attention to what Jesus said.
耶稣，我也不定你的罪。
Jesus says, I will not condemn you either.
去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
Go and sin no more.
所以这显出耶稣的温柔和鼓励。
We see Jesus' gentleness and his encouragement.
所以我相信这个妇人永远不会忘记那一天，耶稣没有定他的罪。
I'm sure the woman would never forget in her lifetime that day Jesus did not condemn.
最有资格定那个人的罪的就是耶稣基督。
Jesus was the only one who was qualified had the power to condemn her.
那我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
And yet Jesus says, "I will not condemn you either. Go and sin no more."
另外有一次，耶稣跟很多人。经过一个地方叫耶利哥。
And once Jesus passed through the city Jericho,
很多人都拥戴着耶稣，认为耶稣可能要做王了。
Many people were crowding Jesus, thinking that he's going to become a king soon.
And 那时候，有两个乞丐在路边，是瞎子。
And two beggars were sitting by the roadside, they were blind.
他们呼喊出说：“拿撒勒的，大卫的子孙拿撒勒，耶稣，可怜我们吧。”
They were crying out, "Son of David, have mercy on me."
那么路上的人就责备他们，不要他们出声。
People were rebuking them and trying to silence them.
他们却越发大声。
And yet they cried even more.
他们认为他们这样喊实在是煞风景。
They thought, they were messing up the party, the scene there.
没想到耶稣就站住。
To their surprise, Jesus stopped.
他说，请他们过来。
And they said, bring them to me.
他就问他们说，你要我为你做什么？
And then Jesus asked them, what do you want me to do for you?
主啊，我们要能看见。
They said, Jesus, we want to see.
耶稣说，你的信救了你。
And Jesus says, your faith has saved you.
所以他的眼睛就开了。
And their eyes were opened.
他们就撇下所有的跟随耶稣。
And then they lay down everything they have and follow Jesus.
所以这个故事也说出耶稣心里的柔和谦卑。
We also see Jesus' gentleness and lowliness in heart from the story.
也就因为这样许多人来跟随他。
Because of this, many people followed him.
那么他是柔，他因为他心里柔和谦卑，
because he's a gentle and loving heart.
所以他能够迁就一些软弱需要的人。
So he can attend to the need of those who are weak, needy.
他不只能够迁就，而且能够帮助。
Not only that he cares, but he's able to help.
当我们碰到一些有需要的人，我们很需要，很想帮助他们。
Sometimes we meet someone, some people who are needy, and we want to help them.
那么我们常说，我很希望能够帮助你，可是我没有这个能力。
But we often say we want to help, but we feel powerless to help.
耶稣愿意帮助，而且他有这个能力帮助。
But yet Jesus is willing to help, and he's powerful, capable of helping.
当然，他的样式不只是柔和谦卑。
And not only that, Jesus was gentle and lowly in heart.
他也是刚强，像狮子一样。
But he's also very strong, like a lion.
所以最后一个礼拜，耶稣上耶路撒冷去的时候，就当面跟那些耶路撒冷的权贵，跟他们当面冲突。
And then, but yet he was very strong. So on the last week of his life, while he went to Jerusalem, he confronted with those high officials.
当他们问耶稣说：“你凭什么权柄在圣殿里面行这些神迹，把那些兑换银钱的人的银钱桌子推翻？”
That when they accused him and asked him, by what authority that you perform miracles in the temple and cast out and overthrow the tables of those money changers?
那么耶稣说，我要问你们一件事。
And then Jesus says, I will ask you one thing.
是使约翰的权柄从哪里来的？
Where does the authority of John the Baptist come from?
他们不敢回答这个问题。
They dare not to answer such questions.
他们说我们不知道。
We don't know.
耶稣说我也不告诉你们。
And Jesus says, I will not tell you either.
还有一些他们用一些很难的问题来问耶稣，比如说纳税给该撒可以不可以。
Sometimes they come and trick Jesus by asking very hard questions, like is it lawful to pay taxes?
这个问题有背后藏着陷阱。
There's a trap behind this question.
如果说该纳，他们认为耶稣是出卖犹太人。
Because if Jesus says yes, we should pay tax, then they would think that Jesus betrayed the Jews.
如果不该纳，他们认为耶稣背叛当时的政权。
But if Jesus says no, we should not pay the taxes, then they can accuse him of disobedience to the government.
所以一般人没有可能逃脱这两个答案。
So usually this is a trap that's very hard to escape.
耶稣就是拿。银钱给我看。
But then Jesus says, "Bring me a coin."
他问说：“这个像和这个号是谁的？”
And Jesus says, "Whose image and inscription?"
耶稣说：“他们说是该撒的。”
And then they say, "Oh, this is a Caesar's image."
耶稣这样，该撒的物当归给该撒，神的物当归给神。
And Jesus says, "Give to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and give to God what is God's."
所以他们在这样的事上得不着权，得不着把柄控告耶稣。
So they could not get any foothold to accuse Jesus.
他们还用很多其他方法来催逼耶稣说一些话，要抓住他话语的权柄把柄。
And then try to use all kinds of ways to trick him in order to get some evidence to accuse him.
他们抓不到，反而在那里非常的着急。
Yet they could not succeed and become very anxious.
就像审问他的比拉多，觉得耶稣非常奇怪，怎么不为自己申辩
？Just like Pontius Pilate when he interrogated Jesus, and when he tried Jesus, he was wondering why Jesus would not defend himself.
他就对耶稣说, 难道你不知道, 我有权柄办你, 也有权柄释放你吗?
So he asked Jesus, don't you know that I have the authority to condemn you or to acquit you?
耶稣说, 如果没有从上面给你权柄的, 你毫无权柄办我。
But then Jesus says, unless your authority is from heaven, you will have no authority to accuse me.
所以比拉多更着急。
And the pilot became even more anxious.
这是我们的主, 他柔和谦卑, 他有刚强勇敢。
So this is our Lord. He is gentle and lowly in heart, and yet
he's
also strong.
有需要的人, 他是柔和谦卑。
To those who are weak and needy, he was gentle and lowly in heart.
对那些有地位逼迫人为善的人, 他是刚强勇敢。
But yet to those accusers and oppressors, he was strong and courageous.
但是耶稣他特别要我们注意他的柔和谦卑。
But yet Jesus wanted us to pay attention to his gentleness and lowliness in heart.
他说, 凡劳苦担重担的人可以到我这里来。
So he says, all you who labor and are heavy laden, come to me.
我就使你们得安息。
He will give you rest.
下面再说, 我心里柔和谦卑。
And then he says, I'm gentle and lowly in heart.
下面就是我们要学的, 也就是我们今天的主题。
So now this is our main thing.
你们当负我的轭, 学我的样式。
You should take my yoke and learn from me.
我们知道, 轭, 是加在脖子上, 是我们失去自由的一个东西。
We know that yoke would be placed on our neck so that we would not become free.
那么这个轭是给牛, 挂在牛身上, 让牛来耕种的。
A yoke is to place on an ox so that it will plow.
所以这个轭可以说神加给我们的责任, 是我们能够用来为神耕种。
So that we can take the yoke as a responsibility from God so we can work and cultivate for God.
我们若是顺服, 会在人的心田里面耕松人的心田, 使生命成长在人心中。
If we are obedient to the yoke, then we will be able to cultivate people's heart and let God grow in people's, the field of people's heart.
所以你们当负我的轭。
So Jesus says, take my yoke.
那么他说, 我的轭是, 这里说, 我的轭是容易的, 我的担子是轻省的。
Because Jesus says, my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
虽然看起来, 好像是使我们失去自由, 但是呢, 他加给了轭, 是不难承担的。
It may seem like the yoke from the Lord may take away our freedom, but actually it is not hard to bear.
因为他赐给我们恩典来扶持我们，使我们能够为他工作。
Because he gives grace to support us so that we can work for him.
我记得我去年我去大陆的时候。
I remember last year when I went to China.
我到了一个地方, 我可以说是到山东。
I went to the Shandong province.
结果那个打电话到机场, 没有人来接。
And then after I arrived at the airport, no one came to receive me.
所有的手机都打不通。
And I couldn't reach anyone's cell phone.
我就住到旅馆, 机场附近的一个旅馆。
So I had to check into a hotel near the airport.
第二天我继续打几个电话。
Next day, I continued to call people's cell phones.
后来一个姐妹的电话打通了。
Finally, one got connected to a sister.
那么她就告诉我出了事情。
And then she says something bad happened.
那么就有些人，有些同工们就到宾馆来见我。
So some coworkers came to the hotel to receive me.
所以我第二天就离开那个地方。
So the next day I left that place.
本来在那个地方我要待一个礼拜。
Original plan was that I would stay there for a week.
我要提早离开。
So then I had to leave the place early.
我就到东北比较远的地方，黑龙江省。
So I went to another province in the north eastern part of China.
去之前我先到那个大连。
Before that, I went to a city, Dalian.
那么那天没事情。
That day, I had nothing to do.
我就参加一日游。
So I joined a one-day tour.
这是我出门第一次参加旅游。
So this is the first time I ever joined a tour.
我就参观了大连那一带地方，感谢神给我一天的宽松的时间。
So I thank the Lord for giving me one-day break, and I toured around the city, Dalian.
那么东北那个地方的弟兄姊妹很高兴，他们本来平常不大有人去的，那么我提早去给他们更多的时间，他们非常高兴。
So brothers and sisters in northern eastern part of China were very happy because usually they did not get much support.
在那里有两个礼拜的培训的工作。
So that time, I went there for 2 weeks training.
我觉得蛮有主的同在。
And the place was full. The training was full of God's presence.
每次讲完道，弟兄姊妹的祷告非常叫我心里面受激励，甚至我把他们的祷告都录下来。
Every time after I taught.And I was very greatly touched by their prayers that I even recorded the prayers.
完了以后，我要准备到上海。
And afterwards, I was planning to go back to Shanghai.
结果就先到哈尔滨。
And I passed by Harbin.
结果在那等飞机等了八个钟头。
And there I had to wait for a plane for 8 hours.
我的行李都 check in 了，后来说航班取消。
My luggages were already checked in, and then they canceled my flight.
我只好打电话对上海弟兄姊妹说：“对不起，我今天礼拜六啊来不了，礼拜天那里聚会我没办法去带领。”
So I had to call brothers and sisters in Shanghai, apologizing for missing one day of a meeting.
送我去的弟兄姊妹说：“感谢主把你留在这里，请你明天跟我们讲道。”
And then
在那个哈尔滨。
And then while I was at Harbin, brothers and sisters were very happy. They invited me to preach the next day.
那边有一些年轻人在一起聚会，平常没有人跟他们讲道。
There were a group of young people gathering there. Usually they did not have a preacher.
我就给他们讲了两篇的信息。
So I shared two messages with them.
那边弟兄姊妹非常高兴，感谢主是你飞不走。
So they were very happy that my flight got canceled.
除了回讲了两篇道，他们也问了很多的问题。
Besides two sermons, they asked me a lot of questions.
我就觉得这一路啊，看起来表面上有些挫折，而事实上却有主更美好的带领。
Actually, it may look like some things unexpected happened, but actually they were all of God's better arrangement.
我出门之前曾经请一些比较熟悉的弟兄姊妹为我这一行祷告。
Before I left for the trip, I asked some brothers and sisters to pray for my trip.
为两件事祷告。
Pray for two things.
第一个，为我身体能够挺得住。
First of all, that I will have enough physical strength for the trip.
另外就是所讲的道对弟兄姊妹有供应有帮助。
And the second, that my messages will be useful and beneficial to brothers and sisters.
所以我一路看见主奇妙的带领。
Then all the way I could see God's wonderful guidance.
我想这个就是保罗所说的，当我们为主的名故承担主的工作的时候，那么保罗在哥罗西书就有这样的话。
So I believe this is what Paul was saying in the book of Colossians.
我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里面运用的大能，尽心竭力。
To this end, I also labor, striving according to his working, which works in me mightily.
另外在哥林多前书十五章有这样的话，我比众使徒格外劳苦，这原不是我，乃是神的恩与我同在。
Paul also says in the first Corinthians chapter 15, I labor more abundantly than they all, yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me.
所以当我们负他的轭的时候，他就加给我们力量。
So when we take his yoke, he will strengthen us.
所以我们这一生常常需要问说主，你要我负什么轭？
Therefore, in our life, we ought to ask the Lord frequently, Lord, what kind of yoke do you want me to take?
我们要知道这个轭是主的轭，不是我要的工作。
We have to remember this is the Lord's yoke, not the work I desire.
若是我们做我们自己要做的工作，可能成为一个重担，把我们压垮。
If we only do the work that we want to do, it will become a heavy burden to crush us.
若是我们知道这是主要做的工作，那主要负这个工作的责任。
But if this is the yoke, the work that God wants us to bear, then God will be responsible for us.
他就加给我们力量。
He will strengthen us.
所以他就说，我的轭是容易的。
Therefore, he says, my yoke is easy.
我的担子是轻省。
And my burden is light.
所以让我每一个人都很确实的知道，我所做的是主要我做的。
Let us be 100% sure that what we do is what God wants us to do.
若是主要你做了，主就加给你力量。
If you're doing what God wants you to do, God will strengthen you.
就像这里所说，照着他在我里面运用了大能，尽心竭力。
Just like I labor according to the working which works in me.
是我们能承担主托给我们的工作。
So that we can.That carry on the work, the commission that God gives us.
另外，这里也耶稣也提到他的样式。
And the Lord also says his form, his way.
他说：“你们当负我的轭。”下面怎么说呢？说学我的样式。
So the Lord Jesus says, "You should take my yoke and learn from me."
他的样式这里也说得很清楚，是柔和谦卑。
And he says his heart is gentle and lowly.
他能够接纳普通人所不能接纳的人。
He can accept those ordinary people cannot accept.
像刚才所提的一些小孩子到了这边来，他接纳了。
For example, the children, he accepted them.
像撒该，很多人看不起的，他到他家去了。
Like Zacchaeus, that he was despised by many, yet Jesus went to his house.
还有路旁的乞丐、瞎子，是别人看不起的，不要他们出声，但他就为他们站住。医治他们的眼睛。
And also the blind beggars that were hushed and shushed by people, yet he stopped for them.
长大麻风的人到他这边来，求他医治洁净。
And when lepers come to him and ask to be cleansed,
他说：“主若肯，必能叫我洁净了吧。”
The leper would say, "Lord, if you are willing, you can cleanse me."
他不止肯，而且伸手摸他，说：“我肯，你洁净了。”
Not only Jesus was willing to cleanse them, he even touched them.
所以我相信这个长大麻风的永远不会忘记有一个人伸手摸他而且医治了他。
I believe this leper will never forget that there was a person who touched him and healed him.
所以有一首诗歌说他摸我。
So there's a song, he touched me.
He touched me, oh he touched me.
他摸我，他摸我。
这个是长大麻风的心中的感觉。
And this is how this leper felt.
刚才我听到弟兄姊妹对神的感谢，我心里面实在是非常非常的响应。
I was listening to brothers and sisters' praises, and my heart is echoed.
若是我们摸着神的恩典的拯救，我们要大声的呼喊。
When we are touched by God's grace and salvation, we will cry out.
那么这是耶稣基督的样式。
So this is what we learn from the Lord Jesus.
他说：“你们要学我的样式。”
Jesus says, "Learn from me."
请记得，这个是要学的。
Remember, we have to learn.
不是我们生来就会的。
This is something that we have to learn. We were not born with.
那我们怎么学呢？
How do we learn?
这是我的方法啊。
This is my method.
怎么学呢？就看着他放下我自己。
So just by beholding him.We lay down ourselves.
当有一件事情我觉得很难的时候
when we encounter something very difficult,
我们眼睛看着主
let's fix our eyes on Jesus.
当我们看到主那个怜悯慈爱对待各种各样的人的时候我们心里面就柔软下来
when we behold and see his compassion and his gentleness and mercy, then our heart will become soft.
今天来这里聚会之前我在家里一直祷告
Before I came to this meeting, I was praying at home for this meeting.
主啊，求你让我在这薄饼聚会里面遇见你。
I pray, Lord, please help me to meet you in the communion meeting.
那么，这在聚会的当中，诗歌和弟兄姊妹的祷告，实在摸住了我。
And during the communion meeting, all your prayers and singing the songs really touched me.
我里面和弟兄姊妹同样的一个感觉，就是要。像爆炸一样爆炸出来，可惜我没有开口祷告。
My heart felt like it was about to explode, but too bad I didn't pray out loud.
所以我们需要经常看着主，放下我自己。
So oftentimes we need to behold the Lord in order to lay down ourselves.
基本上我们的难处在哪里？我们难处就是心硬。
What is exactly our problem? Our problem is.That we have a hard heart.
那么以色列人从埃及离开，埃及王法老是心硬，不肯让以色列人去。
When Israelites wanted to leave Egypt, the Pharaoh's heart was hard, and he would not let Israelites leave.
后来我发现这些在旷野里面这些以色列人跟法老一样的也是心硬。
Then I noticed that Israelites, after they left Egypt, their hearts were just as hard as Pharaoh while they were in the wilderness.
所以他们遇到难处就向摩西发怨言，甚至拿石头要打死他。
So whenever they encountered troubles and trials, they would complain to Moses, even wanted to stone Moses.
所以在希伯来书第三章劝我们，今日若听他的话，就不可硬着心。
Therefore, the author of the book of Hebrews in chapter 3 exhorted us that if we listen to him today, let our hearts not to be hardened.
我们心怎么能柔软?
How can our hearts be soft?
我们多来注意我们的主。
By beholding the Lord more.
多来亲近他。
And to draw near to him.
有位弟兄他从晚上他就开始祷告。那么祷告到半夜跟他同住在一起的那位弟兄看见他还在祷告。
Once a brother was praying starting from the evening through the night, and then his friend or roommate saw him praying.
他就去睡觉了。第二天早上起来，他看着他又在祷告。
But then the roommate went to sleep, and then the next morning he found him still praying.
他以为他睡着了，后来看他嘴巴还在动，也是表示说他没有睡着。
He thought at first he thought he fell asleep while praying, but then noticed that his lips were moving, so he was not sleeping.
他说你怎么能祷告这么久？
So he asked him, how can you pray for so long?
他说我看见耶稣基督钉十字架。
He says, because I saw Jesus Christ crucified.
无论从哪里看，他身上都有伤痕。
Then I say, no matter which angle I look at him, I could see wounds on him.
从背后看，他背上有鞭打的伤痕。
When I look at him from the back, then I saw.His back with stripes.
从前面看，他肋旁受枪伤的伤痕和手脚的钉痕。
And from the front, I could see his body being pierced by.
从上面看，他有荆棘的冠冕所刺的伤痕。
And from the top, I can see the wounds caused by the thorny.
这一切都是为着我。
And all this were because of me.
所以他说，耶稣爱我。
Says Jesus loves me.
啊，你如果看见我所看见的，你就不能不祷告。
He says, if you see what I see, you will not be able to stop praying.
所以我们今天很需要让主的爱来软化我们的心。
So today what we need is for God's love to soften our hearts.
那么耶稣的样式就柔和谦卑。
So Jesus was gentle and lowly in heart.
那么这一切只要我们注意他也就慢慢会显在我们身上。
As we continue to behold him, and all this will manifest on us as well.
目前我们所遇到的难处，无论是家庭里面的夫妻不和谐，或者父母跟孩子之间的不和谐，或者是工作里面的不和谐，所有的这些难处都神要我们学的功课。
No matter what troubles we are going through, whether relationship problems at home, at work, and all these are lessons that God wants us to learn.
这些引用诗篇这上面的话，眼看时系为难。
So it, they may look very difficult to us.
但是如果我们看着主，我们心就软下来。
But yet if we behold the Lord, and our hearts will be softened.
这个很需要我们直接到主面前去求问、去祷告，我们心就会融化。
So we need to come before the Lord directly and to pray, and our hearts will be softened.
有一次，我跟我妻子之间有些冲突。
Once I had a conflict with my wife.
我觉得她很不讲理。
I felt she was so unreasonable.
我就在主面前控告她。
So I accused her before the Lord.
控告到一半的时候，主说。他这样说有原因的。
And then, as halfway, the Lord reminded me, "Oh, she had a reason for doing."
我说什么原因呢
？And then I asked, "So what's the reason?"
我说，还是主说你没有顾到她的感觉。
And the Lord says, "Because you did not care about her feeling."
想哦，这样啊。
So, oh, is that so?
我心里面就平下来了。
Then my heart settled.
所以祷告主会让我们，主会让我们从另外一个角度看事情。
So when we pray, the Lord will show us how to look at things from another angle.
我们很难 脱离自己的看法，站在别人的角度看事情。
It's very hard for us to step aside and to look at things from other people's angle.
所以这是我们要学的功课。
So this is something we should learn.
这也很像我们学写字的时候，用那个字帖啊放在旁边，然后一笔一画都照着那个字帖的样子去写。
This is how, just like how we learn Chinese calligraphy. We write by mimicking a sample.
我们这样一字一画的学，慢慢就学得像样子了。
As we learn to write the character Chinese characters stroke by stroke, eventually our writing become quite good.
写的字就很好看。
And then our characters become not recognizable and pretty good.
所以我们第二就是要学他的样式。
So we need to learn from him.
学柔和谦卑。
To be gentle and lowly in heart.
另外，我们心里面如果有爱，就容易柔和谦卑。
If we have love in our heart, it would be easy to be gentle and lowly.
爱使我们心啊软化，使我们愿意谦卑。
Love would soften our hearts and enable us to be humble.
所以我们一生的功课就这样，富足的学他的样式。
So this is our lifelong lesson to take the Lord's yoke and learn from Him.
当我们这样做的时候，我们就在在教会里面和在世人中间。工作会使人的心软化，来接受主。
When we do such things, then we will be able to work at our church or in the world and to bring people to God by softening their heart.
我们基本上我们的工作很像牛在耕耘的工作。
Because our work is like an ox plowing the field.
松软人的心田。
To soften the field of people's heart.
不管是弟兄姊妹，或者是那些还没信的朋友
，Whether it's brothers and sisters or gospel friends，
我们平常一直靠着主的恩典，向他们宣讲主的福音。
Ordinarily we will share the gospel by God's grace to them。
像最近我跟台湾一个妹妹在通长途电话的时候
，Recently I had a phone call with my sister in Taiwan。
我就听她可以。听他的话，可以听出他的心呢，一直想开始向主软化。
Then from the phone conversation, I could sense that her heart's become softer toward the Lord.
他看到我另外一个信主的妹妹的一家的生活的情形，他觉得他跟别人不一样。
Because she saw another sister of mine, and then she's a Christian, and her lifestyle is different from others.
这个就他心田开始软化。
So then this sister's heart becomes softer now.
平常我跟他讲福音的时候，他说你们基督教常常认为你们都是对的，别人好像都不对的样子。
Because in the past, when I share gospel with my sister, she always says, "Oh, you Christians are narrow-minded. You only think that you are right; the other people are wrong."
但现在他心开始软化。
But now her heart's become softer.
另外我们来注意一件事情。怎么到主这边来
then we have to pay attention to how to come to the Lord.
我们一同来看以赛亚书。
Let's turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书三十章旧约。
Chapter 30. Isaiah chapter 30.
好，这里我们看一幕啊。我们一同来读这段圣经，在十五节到十七节。
Let's read the passage together, verses chapter 30, verses 15 to 17.
耶和华以色列的圣者曾如此说：你们得救在乎归回安息，你们得力在乎平静安稳，你们禁止不肯，你们却说：不然，我们要骑马奔走。所以你们必然奔走，又说我们要骑飞快的牲口，所以追赶你们的也必飞快，一人斥喝必令千人追跑，五人你们都必逃跑，以致剩下的好像山顶的旗杆冈上的大旗。这里说到这个神告诉我们说，我们得力在乎归回平静安稳。
So here the Lord tells us that in quietness and confidence will be our strength.
但是问题是我们不肯。
But the problem is that we are not willing.
所以就剩下的 就没有几个，因为大家都逃跑了。
Therefore, few will remain because most people will flee.
这个就像耶稣对耶路撒冷的人说，我像母鸡要把你们聚集在翅膀底下。
Just like Jesus told the people in Jerusalem that I'm like a hen gathering the chicks.
但你们却不肯。
But yet you are not willing.
所以看来你们家留给你们成为荒场。
Therefore, this place will be remain as desolate.
所以这是我们不肯的结果，就是我们所遭遇的是荒场。
So that's the result of our unwillingness that there will be desolation.
所以这个关键就是在于我们肯不肯接受主的呼召。
So the key is whether we are willing to answer God's calling.
那么下一段我们经文也看一下，从十八节开始。
I will also look at the next passage starting from verse 18.
我们一起来念。耶和华必然等候，要施恩给你们，必然兴起好怜悯你们，因为耶和华是公平的神，凡等候他的都是有福的。百姓必然西安在耶路撒冷居住，你不再哭泣，主必因你哀求的声音施恩给你，他听见的时候就必依于你。主虽然以艰难给你当饼，以困苦给你当水，你的教师就不再隐藏，你眼必看见你的教师，你或向左或向右，你必听见后边有声音说，这是正路，要行在其间。那么当神呼召我们来就近他得安息的时候，
When the Lord calls us to draw near to him and to receive rest，
我们常常用刚硬的心回应，我们不肯。
We often respond with a hardened heart that we're not willing.
但这说耶和华仍然等候。
But yet here it says the Lord will wait.
十八节这说耶和华必然等候要施恩给。
That the Lord will wait that he may be gracious.
所以请弟兄姊妹注意，当我们不肯的时候，神还是等候在那里。
So notice this that when we are not willing, the Lord is still waiting there.
所以什么时候我们肯，我们就一定会遇见主。
So whenever we're willing, we will meet the Lord.
所以这里说，耶和华必然兴起好怜悯你们，因为耶和华是公平的神。
Therefore, it says the Lord will be exalted, that he will have mercy on you, because he is a God of justice.
凡等候他的，必都是有福的。
Blessed are those who wait for him.
这里说，百姓必在锡安，在耶路撒冷居住，你不再哭泣。
It says, for people shall dwell in Zion and Jerusalem, you shall weep no more.
所以我们等候神的时候，神的怜悯就临到我们，我们整个情况就完全改变。
So when we wait for the Lord, the Lord's mercy will come to us and our condition will be turned around.
虽然等候是不容易的，但是等候却带来完全不同的结局。
Even though it's hard to wait, but yet waiting will bring a totally different result.
所以我们今天很需要在这等候寻求主的事上花功夫。
Therefore, we have to pay attention and make an effort to wait for the Lord.
虽然不容易，
even though it is not easy.
常常在祷告等候的时候，很多的责任似乎在催逼我们赶快去行动。
When we wait for the Lord, usually there will be voices and urge us to do something.
但主说忍耐等候。
But yet the Lord says, be patient and wait.
要壮胆。
And be courageous.
因为我们这个感官很容易受我们环境的影响而催逼去做很多事情。
Because our senses are greatly influenced by the environment to rush into doing things.
但主仍然告诉我们说，你要安静，要知道我是神。
But yet the Lord says, "Be still and know that I am God."
当我们这样肯学跟等候的时候，神会显明他的作为。
When we are willing to wait for him, the Lord will show his works.
有一个男孩子。
It was a boy.
他十一岁。
11.
他在有一次车祸的时候，他失去他的左手。
And then he lost his left arm in a car accident.
后来他去从一个日本柔道老师学柔道。
And then he went to learn karate from a Japanese master.
Judo.
Judo master.
这个柔道老师只教他一个动作。
And then this judo master only taught him one move.
他觉得有点的不太高兴，他说：“是不是可以教我别的？”
He was not quite pleased. He thought I should be able to learn more moves.
那个柔道老师跟他讲说：“这个动作是最难学的。”
But then the teacher says, "This is the hardest move."
但是非常有用。
Very useful.
你只要认真学
，If you learn it well,
你绝不会后悔。
You will never regret.
后来他认真学
，And so he learned. He paid attention, learned well.
过了一段时候，这个老师带他去参加比赛。
And after a while, his teacher brought him to a competition.
他就运用这个动作胜了好多个对手。
So he beat many competitors just with that one move.
最后在决赛的时候，他遇到一个很强硬的对手。
And finally at the finals, he met a very strong competitor.
他就很努力的运用老师教给他的那个动作。
So he carefully used exercise maneuver the move that he learned.
最后他还是胜了那个强劲的对手。
And finally, he even won the final contest.
后来他就在回家的时候，在路上问这个柔道老师。
So on his way home, he asked his master,
为什么我这个动作就能够胜过，可以得胜？
Why is that I can beat everyone with just this one move?
这老师说，你学的这个动作是最难学的一个动作。
And then the teacher says, because this move is the hardest move.
最后那个强劲的对手如果要胜过你，必须抓住你的左手，可是你失掉左手，他抓不到你。
In order for your opponent to win, to beat you,They have to grab your left hand, but then you lost your left hand, so they cannot do that.
所以他的软弱反而成了他得胜的原因。
So his weakness, his shortcoming became the secret for his victory.
所以弟兄姊妹，你知道我们都有许多的软弱。
Do you know that we all have our weaknesses?
所以我们很需要迫切的来学习等候神。
Therefore, we desperately need to learn to wait for the Lord.
圣经说一句话：“凡等候他的，必不至于羞愧。”
And the Bible says, "Those who wait for the Lord will not be put to shame."
弟兄姊妹，这个是绝对是真的。
And that is very true.
我再说到我个人的一些学习。
I'll share with you some of my learnings.
我今年在六月初的时候，我再去了大陆。
I went to China this year in the middle of June.
那个时候大陆是正热的时候。
At that time, it was very hot in China.
我是从台湾出来的，我就体会到台湾的热啊，在大陆也是一样的，受不了。
I grew up in Taiwan, so it was just as hot as in Taiwan.
但是我一再的求弟兄姊妹为我祷告。
Then I keep asking brothers and sisters to pray for me.
虽然在大陆有蚊子在咬我，所以我抓到每一只蚊子都有血，很可能是咬我的。
So then there were mosquitoes, and I'm sure they bit me because when I hit them, I see blood.
我在出门的时候就觉得我准备的不太够。
And then when I left for the trip, I did not feel fully prepared.
那么甚至于我在飞机场出门的时候，因为迟飞机延迟四个钟头，所以在飞机场就用电脑在打一些资料。
Because my flight was delayed for 4 hours, so I had a chance to prepare for my message at the airport for 4 hours.
当过一段时间，我听到广播说，这个某某航班要起飞了，还没有上飞机的旅客，请赶快上飞机。我周围一看，所有的等候的人通通不见了。
And then I heard this PA system saying that, okay, so and so flight is about to take off, so please board the airplane. And I look around, there was no one.
所以我就很紧张，我就赶快站起来，拿着电脑，我就赶快上飞机了。
Then I became very nervous. I grabbed my laptop and ready to board the plane.
但是我忘记了，我电脑插在那个电源上，这个电线还拉着我，结果电脑啪的一声摔在地上。
Then I forgot I actually plugged in my laptop. So as I stood up and then I dropped the laptop.
我那个心里一晃，马上打开看看这个。荧幕有没有受伤？结果打开看，里面一道线是这样，什么东西都看不到。
Then I look at the screen. The screen was all black. I couldn't see anything.
我心里就往下沉。
Then my heart started to sink.
那里面我就问说：“主啊，为什么这样？”
And I asked the Lord, "Why?"
好像里面有一个声音说：“平常你在电脑上花的时间太多。”
And it seems a voice that was telling me, "You spend too much time on your laptop."
你是依靠电脑呢，还是依靠我？
Do you trust in your computer or you trust in me?
我说主啊，对不起。
The Lord, sorry.
我因为电脑比较把你束缚了。
I neglected you because of the computer.
我向主认罪。
Then I confess my sin.
里面声音说，你是依靠电脑呢，还是依靠我？
And then the voice says, Do you trust in your computer or you trust in me?The Lord, I trust you.
所以当我上飞机的时候，再不甘心，再把电脑打开，结果还是一样，什么都看不到。
After I boarded the plane, I still tried to turn on my computer.
一道线从底下画到上面，那什么都看不到。那我就心里面就有点着急，我说神啊，怎么办？我很多资料都没办法用，那我去做什么呢？
So I was really worried and said, Lord, I cannot get my information. Then why do I go to China?
主就告诉我说，你要安静，要知道我是神。
And the Lord says, be still and know that I am God.
我就学习亲近神，这是神强迫我要多花时间亲近他。
So the Lord actually forced me to spend more time with him.
所以我跟主亲近，那么读主的话，我逐渐的有些话在我心里面。
So I start drawing near to the Lord and start reading the words.
后来我到了上海，我先到上海。
Then after I landed Shanghai,
我就请问那边有没有人会修电脑。
So I asked around if anyone could fix my computer.
他说后来就找了一家可以修的。
And then they found a shop to fix the laptop.
结果就拿去修了，他说他后来发现只是那个什么 monitor 坏掉了，里面的资料还是很完全的。
Then they found out it's just the monitor was broken, but then all the data is still intact.
我说神啊，感谢你怜悯我。
So Lord, thank you for your mercy.
那么因为这件事，我就不敢花太多的时间在我的电脑上。
And because of this, I dare not to spend too much time on my computer.
我跟弟兄姊妹一起祷告，我到东北和那边负责弟兄，每次聚会之前，我们跪下来祷告。
So then I will pray with brothers before each meeting.
我就蛮觉得主的同在。
And I could feel God's presence.
虽然我准备的不是很充分，但是我所讲出来的好像很有主的圣灵的感动。
So even though I did not feel fully prepared, but when I was preaching, I could feel the anointing of the Holy Spirit.
所以那个最难的动作，我们需要花时间学。
So that was the hardest move, and then we have to spend time to learn.
所以弟兄姊妹，神有时候会借助一些环境告诉我们说，我们应该多注意他，而不是注意别的事情。
Therefore, sometimes the Lord will use circumstances to teach us that we should spend more time and focus on Him and not on other things.
最后，我们看一段圣经，以赛亚书四十章。
Lastly, let's look at Isaiah chapter 40.
二十九节到最后。
Verses 29 through the end.
二十九节，我们一起来念。
Let's read together.
你，他赐能力，就是少年人也要疲乏困倦，强壮的也必全然跌倒，但那等候耶和华的必重新得力，他们必如鹰展翅上腾，他们奔跑却不困倦，行走却不疲乏，等候神的必不至于羞愧。
Those who wait for the Lord will not be put to shame.
请弟兄姊妹，我们一同来经历这句话。
Let us all experience this promise.
我虽然有时候等候神，有时候睡着了。
Sometimes I will fall asleep in the middle of drawing near to the Lord.
感谢主，主给我休息的机会。
So I thank God for giving me a time to rest.
起来以后，里面满觉得主的同在。
And after I wake up, and then I will feel God's presence within.
当然不是每一次都这样。
But maybe not every single time.
我们一同来学习，来经历这句话：等候他的必不至于羞愧。
That's all. Learn and experience this promise. Those who wait for the Lord will not be put to shame.
这说等候耶和华的必重新得力。
It says, those who wait for the Lord will renew their strength.
要如鹰展翅上腾。
They shall mount up with wings like eagles.
奔跑却不困倦。
They shall run and not be weary.
行走却不疲乏。
And they shall walk and not faint.
这个就是耶稣所说的，从他得到安息。
And this is what the Lord says to find rest in Him.
安息就是我们的力量。
And rest is our strength.
所以安息必须我们出代价，学会等候他。
So we need to pay a price to learn how to wait for Him.
我们来唱一首诗歌。
Let's sing a song together.
290首。
Song 290.
但愿这首诗歌成为我们的祷告。
May this song be our prayer.
我们好不好站起来唱。
Let's stand up and sing.
我要更像我主。
More like the Master.
我天天追求。
I would ever be
更像他谦卑
more of his meekness
更像他温柔
more humility
更热心工作
more zeal to labor
更勇敢去救人
more courage to be true
更多奉献去接受他为人
more consecration for work he bids me do
我们带着祷告的心来唱这首歌
Let's sing the song with a prayerful heart
我要更像主我天天追求更像他谦卑更像他温柔更热心工作更勇敢去救人更多的热心去接受他为人Thank you. 感谢你，你吩咐我们来就近你。
Lord, we thank you that because you are, you call us to be near, to be near you.
你叫我们这些劳苦担重担的到你这边来。
So all of us who are weary and heavy laden to come to you.
来服你的轭，学你的样式。
Take your yoke and learn from you.
主啊，我们都站在这里，我们告诉你说，主，我们愿意来服你的轭。
Today we're all standing here and telling you, Lord, we are willing to take your yoke.
学你的样式
and we want to learn from you.
主啊，但愿我们每天都到主这边来服你的轭，来学你的样式。
Lord, we pray that every day we will come to you and to take your yoke and learn from you.
好使我们心里面能够得到真正的安息。
So that we can find true rest for our souls.
奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.